Well, an hour is a long time in politics. I think at 2 o'clock I was of the view that the Tories were probably going to make it over the finishing line for an overall majority. They seem to be getting very good swings against Labour in a number of constituencies. Now we're past 3 o'clock and the results are very patchy, very mixed. The Tories aren't doing well enough in some of the places they really ought to have made inroads. I mean, if you look at a seat like Somerton and Froome, which was held by the Lib Dems, they really should have taken that seat, but they didn't. The Lib Dems held it. You've found other seats that they might have hoped to have won, Eastbourne, Eastleigh, and so on. Tories really struggling against the Lib Dems in those places. Strangely, fighting off the Lib Dems quite bravely in seats that they hold in the south of England. So it's all very, very mixed. Listening to David Cameron speaking, I don't get the impression of a guy who thinks that he's about to get an overall majority. He was really very clearly making a pitch to lead in a hung parliament and to claim the right to make the bid to form a government. To be honest, and his pitch on those grounds was really that other people, Gordon Brown, notably, have lost any authority to form a government, so therefore it fall by default to him. It wasn't the most powerful of addresses to the nation, I felt, at 3 o'clock at his constituency in Witney. So it's watch this space. Let's see how it goes.